Try to have it be such a family affair, or did that just sort of work out that way?
Well, it worked out that way. But my dad, although he wasn't musical, insisted that we all take have a musical education. He didn't intend us to be professional musicians, but he did want us to have music as another accomplishment. So we, like all kids, started to fool around with popular music and started a little band of our own, little 3-4-piece band, and played all the church socials and wherever they let us play for coffee and cakes. And finally we got to be the band of London, Ontario. Now that might not sound like very much, but at least it was a big accomplishment for us. And by the time I was 21 and I had finished school, high school, and some of the fellows were still going to high school, we got it up to a 9-piece band, and that's when we decided that we were pretty hot stuff and we better go to the States. Of course, I will tell you this, when we got to Cleveland, Ohio, our first shock and disappointment was that there was a big band like ours on every corner of Cleveland.
Oh, boy.
So we had to quick figure out a way to get known.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what we did. We went on radio. The other bands laughed at radio in those days. They said it was sort of silly to think people would put down their headsets and come up and listen to a band play. But we went out to the Willard Storage Battery Company station, which was on the outskirts of Cleveland, Ohio. It was quite a job to get out there every night. But we did it.
Yeah.
And in a few weeks or a few months, we became the best-known band in Cleveland. And that got us a good job, which, as I said before, we held for a year and a half until someone came around from Chicago and heard the band and told us and asked us to move there. So that's really the way we got started.
Well, Guy, how many Lombardos are in the current orchestra? And incidentally, when the Guy Lombardo Orchestra tours, they use the Guy Lombardo Orchestra. They do not use pickup musicians or local area musicians.
Certainly not, Bill. You just can't do that. I mean, our band has been an organization and has been built on the precision and quality level. And you just couldn't pick up a... It would take a fellow 2 weeks to learn how to bow in our band.
See, I remember...
We had the same people all these years, Kenny Gardner, Cliff Grass, and Hugo DiPaolo on piano.
Say, Kenny is a brother-in-law, isn't he, Guy? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to establish the relationship. Now, Kenny is a brother-in-law.
Kenny Gardner is our featured vocalist and also married to my sister, Elaine.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, she was the one that found him. They're singing at an NBC station and recommended years ago, just after World War II, that he join us. So we auditioned him at her insistence, and he just fit in our band perfectly. A couple of years after that, they were married, so she won both ways.
Yes, indeed. Well, and so did you. You know, you've got a swell brother-in-law and a tremendous vocalist in the orchestra, too. And
now we have a new boy who's a real good vocalist. He's along with Kenny and Cliff Grass, Ty Lemley.
Yes.
And Ty was on a New Year's Eve show last year.
Well,
and
we're...
Ty plays guitar and sings, and he's real good.
We're looking forward to seeing you in Minneapolis then, November 4th. Guy, I remember your band. I saw it one time at the Radio City Theater in Minneapolis.
That's right.
What year was that? Do you recall offhand about what year?
That was right after when they had the stage presentations. That was right after World War II, around 48, 49, 47, 48, 49, I believe. We were up there 3 years in a row.
Uh-huh. It was a very successful engagement. Boy, you had them hanging from the rafters. Terrific.
Well, listen, I hope they're hanging from the rafters on November the 4th.
I don't know if they're selling that kind of seat.
Well, Guy... we're sure looking forward to it, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing and meeting you once again and enjoying that sweetest music, This Side of Heaven.
Well, thank you, Bill, very much.
And that'll be November 4th at the Minneapolis Auditorium. And, Guy, we had a little phone trouble earlier in the state of Minnesota. We couldn't get out of the state with long-distance calls, and I was really stewing. I thought we'd miss visiting with you, but it's been just a sheer delight. And have a wonderful, wonderful year ahead, years ahead, and we'll be listening for Auld Lang Syne at midnight, New Year's Eve.
Thank you very much, Bill. Look for November 4th.
Bye-bye now, Guy.
Bye now.
Guy Lombardo and the sweetest music, This Side of Heaven. Hey, here comes his brother-in-law, Kenny Gardner.
Uncle Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts.